Good morning. Today is a continuation of what we discussed yesterday, the mitzvah of kima, standing up for somebody who is elderly above the age of 70, or according to the Arizal, 60, and standing up for somebody who is a Talmud Chacham, even if young. We said that the Torah paskins another paskin as well. That means you actually have to stand up as if you are staying your Shmona Esrei, not to get up a tiny little bit, hop up a little bit, but to really stand up. Nonetheless, we did discuss that people have the hanhaga, could be laziness, it could be that they've become lax in this mitzvah, it could be maybe that there's somewhat of a halachic basis, but that wasn't as strong as the shita that you have to stand up the whole way, that's for sure. But we see that some people have the hanhaga just to get up a little bit. And we brought a couple rationales why that may be acceptable, but in only certain contexts is that acceptable. It is not acceptable across the board. And today we're going to discuss when, even though you are not, strictly speaking, required to stand up, nonetheless, doing that little hop up, that getting up a little bit would be sufficient. So that's what we're going to talk about today. The six different times, or maybe more, but we're going to talk about six different times where, although typically when we talk about the mitzvah of standing up for somebody who's elderly, or Talmud Chacham means really standing up, but these are six times that one indeed could be lenient. So number one is as follows, Chacham v'zaken shemachlu al kvodim. If we have a Talmud Chacham, young or old, or an elderly individual, 70 and above, that were mochel, they said, we don't care, you're not required to stand up on our behalf. Even when they are mochel, nonetheless, there is still going to be a mitzvah, maybe even a chiyuv, to stand up a tiny bit. We call that hiddur. You should still do hiddur, even though there's not a mitzvah of kima, or there's not at least not a chiyuv of kima, but there would be a mitzvah at least, or a chiyuv at least, to get up a little bit. So that is number one. Even if they were mochel, still get up a little bit. Number two is Talmidei Chachamim Hashavim Zelazel. When we have two Talmidei Chachamim that they are not obligated, they are of equal status, so of greatness. Each are great Talmidei Chachamim and they're fairly equal, that they don't have an obligation to stand up one for the other. Nonetheless, they are required to do hiddur. They should get up a little bit because even though they're equal to one another, but still they have to show respect to the other one. And this is what imbues us with Yirat Shamayim, showing cover to others, showing cover to Zakenim, showing cover to Talmidei Chachamim. So even a Chacham would have to get up for a Chacham of his peer, equal, but he just has to do the hiddur, getting up a little bit, not the kima, not fully standing up. That's number two. Same thing applies with a Chacham to a Zaken, or a Zaken to another Zaken. So if we have a Talmud Chacham getting up for somebody who is elderly above the age of 70, or somebody above the age of 70 getting up for somebody above the age of 70, even though they don't have to stand, they don't have to do the full standing, but they still have to do the hiddur, they still have to get up a little bit. So the Talmud Chacham for the Zaken, and a Zaken for another Zaken, you're going to do hiddur, that's number three. Number four, v'chein b'chacham hasha'ose se'uda v'kam b'shas ha'suda limzog mashkele mesubim. If you have a Talmud Chacham that having a se'uda, se'uda's mitzvah, he has a chasana for his son, whatever the case may be, so you have a Talmud Chacham and he's doing a se'uda and he's getting up and he's helping the guests and he's pouring them wine and he's walking around. So in that context as well, the people who are at that Su'uda would have to do hiddur, get up a little bit when he is walking by, when he's assisting people, when he's pouring the wine. That would be a chiyuv, a hiddur, not kima, standing up fully, but hiddur. Next, this is number five, and by the way, this is all being taken out of the sefer kima v'hiddur. So this is number five. Similarly, k'shiyesh bitul melacha b'kima. If somebody's on the job, and a Talmud Chacham walks by, or a Zaken, somebody elderly walks by above the age of 70, and getting up would be disturbing his work. It's taking away. He's on salary. We're assuming he's on salary. So any time down, any time that is used for something else, even a mitzvah, that's taking away from his employer. So here he would not have an obligation of doing kima, the full standing up, but a little hop up, a little hitter, that would be required. That is number five. And number six, there's a somebody was mechadesh, that even somebody who is an avel, that he doesn't have to do kima. He's potter from doing kima, as he's an avel, he's sitting as an avel, but nonetheless, if a Talmud Chacham or a Zaken come, he should still do hidur, he should still get up a little. So those are the six scenarios that indeed, even though there's not a chiyuv of standing up, but still the hidur, getting up a little bit, should or must be done. Have a wonderful day.